Well, let's have a chat to two of the stars out here at Caulfield Trackwork who have been coming out here for quite some time. And I speak to the newly married Harry Coffey and one of his best men in the bridal party, John McNeil. How are you, Harry?
Yeah, good, good. You said I come out here regularly. You gave me a bit of a rap. I'm not out here as much as some of the boys, but it's a bit quieter than usual this morning. There's not as many horses, but yeah, had a bit of a wedding and back into it now. So it's good to be at some track work and trying to get a rod.
Just on the wedding, how did you pull up? Did you come through well?
I came through well, yeah. I actually was better on the Sunday than the man next to me. He had a fairly good old time. So I said I owe him back the favour at his wedding coming up. I'll lay the years back like he did and have a good time. But no, it was good fun up at Swan Hill with our friends and family. Wasn't a heap of us, but no, it was a pretty good time. And it was sort of like everyone's been locked up in COVID, so sort of the first weekend everyone had got out, and yeah, there was definitely a few blokes that had a crack. Socially excited.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, I know Jai looks pretty in the saddle, but what about on the dance floor?
Yeah, he was pulling some nice moves, and he made sure everyone had a good time. And it's actually, like, sometimes them shows, the dance floor is a little bit of a flat spot, but I was lucky that me groomsman, Jai included, made sure the dance floor just kept going all night. So, not the greatest of dances, but they made it look all right, yeah.
Well, here he is, the silk feet of Jai McNeil are here. Now, good wedding. How did Harry go as a groom? Was he a nervous groom?
Well, he held it together pretty well until about an hour before, didn't you, H? And then the nerves started settling in. We had a chalkboard that was part of the welcome, and on the trip out to the venue, the chalk accidentally got rubbed out, so he had to rewrite it, and he was shaking that hard that he couldn't write it, so I had to step in and help him out there. But apart from that, he held it together well.
Good to hear. And now that you're married, you've got to ride twice as many winners now, Harry, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. And I thought she'd be saying, well, you should have a few more extra days off, but she wasn't hesitant in sending me back to work at all. So we were straight into it too. Got a winner Saturday, first Saturday back at Ocean Beyond. So, no, it was good. And, yeah, as you say, got to make some money to pay for everything. But, Swan Hill's pretty cruisy. It didn't blow the bank account apart too much. It was just a nice casual show and good bit of fun.
Well, good to see you both out here too, because this is an end of the era. Training now starting to wind up at Caulfield, and it would have been a place that you've ridden quite a bit, both of you here, as well at Trackwork and on Saturdays. What do you make of ending training and all of the things that are associated with when you've been coming out here for so many years, John?
Yeah, more so for me in the last sort of few years I've been coming here most weeks. And, you know, it's all like a bit of a family environment here with everyone so close together. And obviously a little bit sad to see everyone sort of packing up and going their separate ways a little bit. You know, there are some trainers that are heading to the same places as each other, but as you say, it's the end of an era, and we'll all move on. But yeah, it is a little bit sad.
Well, you got jump outs today, and then we've got a huge Zipping Classic day on Saturday. Are you on Enfa come Saturday? How do you think she's going?
Yeah, I think she'll improve after her first up run. She ran really well there and seemed to pace herself really well down the straight as well, which is a positive. So look forward to riding her.
What do you make of taking on a horse like Spanish Mission in the Zipping Classic? It's good to get that calibre of a horse, isn't it, in a race like that?
Yeah, he's a class horse and obviously going to be very hard to beat. Caulfield's obviously a different track to Flemington though, so can sometimes bring horses undone a little bit, but yeah, he looks tough to beat.
Absolutely. And Harry, well done again on Saturday. That was a beautiful ride to get Ocean Beyond home. Have you got one out here on Saturday?
I think I've got a couple. I don't know what Kieran and Dave are going to throw me at this stage. There might be something there. But Dad's going to bring a filly down for the Twilight Glow. So I'll spin her around. She's going really well. So it'd be nice if she could bob into third or fourth and get some black type mischievous. So Dad's team's going okay at the moment. So hopefully she can continue to keep the flag bearing.
Yeah, you had a double the other day, but you did beat him on one. How did he handle that?
Yeah, no, it's a bit of a bittersweet feeling when you see the orange colours chasing you and you're out in front. But it was even worse because it was our apprentice, Shanae. She ran second. She hasn't ridden a winner yet. So, yeah, it was an interesting feeling. But, yeah, we were wrapped with how our horse went. And both Dad's horse and Karen's horse that I went on, they cleared out from the rest. So it is a bittersweet feeling, though, when you've got one of your dads chasing you and you've done the job on it. But I've gotten used to it over the years.
After he helped pay for the wedding and all, gee whiz.
Yeah, no, he's a good man. But and talking about who had fun, don't worry, Dad had one of the greatest times of all, and he doesn't drink. So for anyone listening out there, he his knees are a bit sore from getting down on the dance floor.
It is good to hear. Good to see both you boys out here at Corfitt as we say farewell. Good luck on Zipping Classic Day as well, gents.